battle for a key Ukrainian port city continues. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his forces have taken over the city of Mariupol, but Ukrainian officials say the fight goes on.
The situation in Mariupol is dire. No other way to put that. A mass grave site in the village of Manhush. It's approximately 20 kilometers west of Mariupol. Officials say Russians have been dumping thousands of bodies in them. There are four sections of graves here, measuring 85 meters each. That's the equivalent of roughly four football fields, and it is definitely larger, perhaps as much as 10 times the size of the mass grave that we visited in Bucha. The mayor of Mariupol is saying that at least 20,000 civilians have been killed there.
Fox's Griff Jenkins from Ukraine. Lawyers for Georgia's Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene have argued in court that the Georgia Congresswoman was engaged in legitimate political speech when she called for a response to Joe Biden's presidential victory prior to last year's Capitol riot. Some voters in Greene's district have said the Republican is ineligible for re-election under the 14th Amendment. A hearing on that issue was held today in Atlanta. President Biden marking Earth Day with a trip to Seattle, where he discussed the innovations the country is seeing in clean and renewable energy.
Once you tell a nation that we can do this, go do it. It's amazing what happens.
The president says the country's young generations is energized over electric vehicles, solar power, and wind energy, and urged Congress to advance more environmental bills. He also signed an executive order designed to strengthen the forest on federal lands and make changes to combat wildfires. Concerns over potential Federal Reserve action on interest rates and disappointing earnings reports sending stocks into a nosedive, the Dow down 872 points with less than an hour left in trading. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The U.S. and Cuba have held high-level diplomatic talks for the first time in 4 years.
Senior State Department officials and Cuba's deputy foreign minister discussed migration as the U.S. is eager to rein in a growing number of Cubans trying to enter the country illegally. The meeting happened just a day after U.S. border officials reported that the number of Cubans seeking entry into the U.S. had doubled from February to March to more than 32,000 and is now five times the number it was in October. A statement from the State Department says the U.S. has also raised issues about operations of its embassy in Havana, which were curtailed in 2017 after employees had unexplained health problems called Havana syndrome. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A man who admitted he killed five people and wounded four others in southern Norway last year when he attacked strangers with a bow and arrow and knives was charged today with murder and attempted murder. He's scheduled to stand trial next month. The Supreme Court keeps a California man's bid alive to reclaim paintings stolen by Nazis.
David Kasserer's great-grandmother owned a valuable painting by French Impressionist Camille Pizarro that was taken by Nazis and is now on display in a Spanish museum. The museum in Madrid has fought to keep Rue Santona Rey in the afternoon effective rain, said to be worth more than $30 million. Lower courts concluded the museum is the rightful owner of Pizarro's masterpiece under Spanish law, but the Supreme Court unanimously sided with Kasserer in his appeal, sending the case back for reconsideration. Justice Elena Kagan writing the path of the court's decision has been as short as the hunt for Rue Santona Rey was long. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Scientists say a UK patient with a severely weakened immune system had COVID-19 for almost a year and a half. There's no way to know for sure whether it's the longest-lasting infection, but at 505 days, it seems to be a record. Researchers plan to present several persistent COVID-19 cases this weekend at an infectious diseases meeting in Portugal. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.